You know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Juniors podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. It's myself, Mo Mutsi, alongside me as always, the one and only Mr. BJ Armstrong. How you doing, brother?
Oh, only terrific. Only terrific. It's Friday. All-Star weekend is in full effect. And there was a Ben Simmons sighting.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that. Yesterday's episode was pretty funny. I caught a lot of heat in the comments.
How come?
For showing love to Jason Tatum. I don't know why everyone hates on Jason Tatum so much.
No. I think you need to step back.
Oh, they hate on me, not Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I think you need to step back and just look at it for what it is. Like Mo. You know, when you it's like the standard is the standard.
I like to keep things on the court, as you know, BJ. I like to keep things on the court.
No, the standard is the standard.
You know.
And I don't know what was said in the comments, but...
Well, someone in the comments said that I need to shut up and just let BJ talk on his show.
No, bad
news for you guys. bad news for you guys. That's not going to happen. If you don't like it, turn the show off now.
No, we're not gonna go there. I'm not letting you go there.
But I do want to give a shout out today to all the beautiful ladies who listen to our show. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Mo loves all of you. Just so you know. These angry men in the comments, I ain't got no love for them. But the beautiful ladies who tune in, you know who you are. Mo's got love for all of you. Hope you all have a great day.
Okay. There we go.
Anyway, back to basketball. Ben Simmons signed with the Clippers after being bought out by the Brooklyn Nets, and he had, you know what, someone asked me about this, you know, on the weekend. I was at an event, someone stopped me, they said, Mo, what do you think about Ben Simmons? And I said it would be the funniest thing ever if he went to the Clippers and turned his career around. Then last night he played 27 minutes, 4 of 5 from the field for 12 points, 6 assists, 7 rebounds, 3 steals and a block. Is this the resurgence of Ben Simmons, or is this, you know, my contract expires and I need a new contract, so let me actually cook up for the next couple of months and fool someone into paying me? Are you buying a Ben Simmons stock, BJ?
Well, you know, I've been watching Ben Simmons since he was in high school in Australia. I actually went to Australia to watch Ben Simmons. I watched Ben Simmons perform in high school when he came here to America. And God, it seems like it's been such a long time. It was like him and D'Lo, I think all those guys were on the same
High school LSU. Team. Oh, no, at high school. Yeah.
And then I watched him at LSU.
Coach Sir in the house.
Coach Sir, who is a friend of the show, coached him. So I feel like I have a pretty good view of Ben Simmons and who he is, who he really is. Not the player that you just see on television. But, you know, I've had friends who've coached him, players who played with him, and I've watched him play numerous times, high school, college, and in the pros. So to answer your question, you are who you are. Now, what does that mean? Talent, I mean, he's 6'10", he's fast, he can handle. And you saw what he's capable of doing last night. That's what I've seen every step of the way. However, for whatever the reason may have been, has been, and will be in the future, it hasn't happened for him.
But
in the pros,
it has, because the first couple seasons he was an all-star. He was he on the all-defensive team as well? He was great. up until that fateful series against the Hawks, really, which changed everything.
I am referring more to his body of work, like not just, like last night. You'll see a game like that, and you'll be like, "Oh wow!" And then all of a sudden, there'll be a game. You'll be like, "What happened?" Because when you see it, you're asking every player, not just him, and this is a lesson for every player to become a professional. When you become a professional, if you average, if you're scoring, if you give me a game where you do 12, 8, and 8, now my job is to say, well, I've seen you do it, so let's see if we can repeat that. That's called a professional, right? If you score 28 one night, two the next, you're still working. They call that potential. At some point here, myself included, have to take that word potential off our name. What he did last night, Ben Simmons is capable. And I've seen him since high school. Like I've seen him do that same exact thing I saw him doing in high school. I saw him doing in college. I saw him do it in Australia when I went to see him. I've seen him do it in the NBA. And then he does it, and then all of a sudden people say, well, he's going to get traded. And no, it's there. It's there. And I think right now he's probably in a role where no one's expecting him to do that. So that's why he does it. Okay. And then all of a sudden, when you expect him to do that in critical moments or on a nightly basis, that to me is the only question I've had in scouting this young man for so long. Now I'm just at a point where, yeah, you're going to see that from time to time. It'll be nice to see it more times than not, but you are who you are. And he is an incredible talent. I don't know where his back situation really is at now. I know he's had some issues with his back. I think that's probably been his main issue for why he's missed so many games over the last couple of years. But when he's playing, he's capable. No one's ever said he doesn't have talent. You can't say that. If you evaluate him and you're scouting him, you can't put in your report he doesn't have talent. That's
No,
one thing is not
he's
going to
a
be in the report.
three-time All-Star, two-time All-Defensive First Team. He was a Rookie of the Year. He's shown that he can produce at a high level in the NBA. I don't know what happened in Philadelphia. But the biggest part of his game last night for me was he went 4 from 4 from the free throw line, where previously he was scared to even take layups in case he got fouled. And last night he's knocking down his free throw. So, I make a lot of jokes, but credit to Ben Simmons working on the weaknesses in his game. And maybe he
Let's,
can keep
yeah.
producing, coming off the bench, and keep doing this on a consistent level. Maybe.
Well, listen. I tell every young player this. I said, we can fix a lot of things. We can fix your jump shot. We can fix your, rebounding technique. We can fix your passing. We can fix a lot of things. But it's one thing we can't fix. If you lose your confidence, you'll never get that back. Now, I don't know what happened in Philadelphia, but I just remember that incident where he didn't shoot. I just remember it just it's like stuck. And when he was at the basket and he didn't shoot. And I don't know what that meant. I don't know if it was just spatial awareness on that one play. I don't know. But I hope for him that it was just, one of those moments in the bad timing. You just had sometimes you'll just have bad timing. I mean, it happened in the playoffs, da 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 da. Well, you don't have to revisit the story. But for his sake, I hope whatever has happened in his career since that moment, that he didn't lose his confidence. Okay? I can live with him missing shots. I can live with him not being a good shooter. You don't have to be a good shooter to play in this league, clearly, right? You can look at Giannis, for instance. You can be a back-to-back MVP. But one thing about Giannis is he'll take that shot.
Yeah,
That's
keep the defense
okay.
honest.
Keep it done. And so if he just had a moment where maybe physically something was going on, maybe mentally something was going on, right? If I remember correctly, he had something going on where, he just, there was no explanation for a while. So I don't know, and I'm not pretending. But it's one thing I haven't seen is when you lose your confidence in this league, anywhere, you never get that back. So for his sake, whatever was going on, I hope he's fixed it because he's a really good player. And if Ty Lue, who I know and I know well, Coach Ty Lue can't fix it, then it's probably not good, whatever it is. But last night, for that one game, you said, wow. You really did. You were like, you know what? Where's that been? Okay, and sometime it could be something as simple as a change of scenery. Maybe it could be as simple as that. And but I know whatever it is, Coach Lou is going to address it. I know if it doesn't work here, there was probably something that, we'll find out eventually what it is. But he was really good tonight. So good for him, good for the Clippers. And if he can give them that kind of punch off the bench and get Kyrie, Kawhi back, I mean, well, they could be a pretty good team. Now, I was watching that game last night. Is this true, Mo, that they have the second best defense in the entire NBA?
Which metric are you going by?
I don't know, but I was watching the Clippers game. I was watching the Clippers broadcast last night. And they said that, and I thought,
They have the second best defensive rating in the NBA. So per 100 possessions, I think, they're allowing 108 points. The only team with a better defense by defensive rating is the OKC Thunder.
I thought, wow, okay, that's how they're winning. Because I've been saying all year, how is this team winning?
Shout out
Like,
to
I
Chris
look at this
Dunn.
team, yeah, Chris Dunn and Norm Powell
Big Zoo.
Yeah,
Ty Lue's doing a great
Batum,
job, man. Ty
man,
Lue's doing a great job. Credit to
Ty
him.
Lue. Let's say this before you ask: Ty Lue should be up for Coach of the Year. What he's done with this group, he really has. I mean, simply they have the best, they have the second best defensive rating in the entire NBA, and basically he's played the first half of the season without Kawhi Leonard, former Defensive Player of the Year. Think
And
about that.
people give a lot of stick to James Harden for not being a good defender. And James Harden's playing big minutes on his team, and they're still the second best defense in the NBA.
Harden played, I don't know what he finished with, but he was over 44 minutes last night. I think he might have played
49
50 minutes,
minutes. Yeah.
49, yeah, 49, 50
He
minutes.
said to
That's
Ty Lue, I just want to do what it takes to win.
no, you know,
32, 10, 7, 3 steals and 2 blocks for the bearded
yeah.
one.
Yeah, he. You got to give. I'm going to give the Clippers staff credit. They've done a really exceptional job with this group. Because when you look at this group, you can say, well, they traded Paul George or they didn't re-sign him. Kawhi Leonard
Great
has been
decision.
out. Kawhi Leonard has been out. And they're right here. And those guys are just playing. And they play together. And they have a really nice they have a nice flow going, and you got to give them credit. Give Coach Lou credit. Sometime, you find things that work for your personality. This team, they're fun to watch. I've watched them a couple times now, live, two or three times. I think I've seen them live. I've watched them a lot, obviously living out here in LA, and they did a nice job. But when he said that last night, I was like, really? Is that true? And that is good for the Clip Nation.
I'm happy for them. New arena, maybe the wall is to credit for their great defense. Maybe the wall is
I'm
affecting
gonna
the
tell you
opponents.
what, Mo, you would love that arena because it's just technology everywhere. I'm so confused.
Hey man, I got you.
I'm so confused getting into that arena. I have no idea.
Don't
I'm so confused, Mo. When I
worry,
get to my
I'll
seat,
come to LA. We'll go, we'll go, we'll go.
you know what, Mo? When I get to my seat, I'm afraid to leave. I just sat down. Things are blinking. Things are blinking and buzzing and
I
all
spoke to the
kinds.
Clippers, right? I spoke to the Clippers, and they said to me, Mo, we would love to have you at our arena. But I said, what do you mean, but? They said, but there's one rule. You can't wear any Celtics merch if you come to our arena. You have to wear a Clippers jersey. I said, hey, for a free
Yeah.
ticket, I'll wear that Clippers jersey,
My boy, if you can
my
figure out how to get in there. I can't even
boy.
figure out how to get in the arena.
Don't worry, I got
I
you. I got you. I got you. Don't worry
yeah.
about that. Don't
They
worry
should have one line for technically challenged people, and that's me. How to get in the arena. Well, I don't even try anymore. They when I see me coming, they go, "Hey, BJ, you just go over there." And they all
that.
laugh. So they all laugh when I walk into the arena, and but it's a really nice place,
Man, I'm looking forward
nice
to it.
facility.
Hopefully I can get out there, but next year All-Star weekend will be in LA. This year All-Star weekend is in San
Will it be
Francisco.
at the Clippers or with the Lakers?
I think they'll do like Saturday night in one and Sunday night in another.
Oh, okay. So
Yeah.
they both will share. Okay.
Similar, they did All-Star weekend in New York, remember, with the Barclays Center and Madison Square Garden. So I think
All right.
they did it like that, if I'm not mistaken. But All-Star weekend this weekend. Are you excited?
I haven't heard anything about it. Am I excited? I guess I'm programmed to be excited, but I haven't. I
Should I
think I
tell you
told
one
you this.
thing?
I haven't heard anything about it.
For all my UK and Europe and Africa, Middle East fans, tonight is the Rising Stars game. You
Okay.
know, we All Star Weekend, me and my friends usually we get together, watch All Star Weekend, whatever, if I'm not at All Star Weekend. Why is this? I know it's on the West Coast, but the Rising Stars stuff starts at 2:15 a.m. The final of the Rising Stars tournament thing starts at 3:35 a.m. So, unfortunately, a lot of the fans out here might not be locked in. And then the All-Star game on Sunday starts at 1:20 for the first semifinals, and the championship starts at 3 a.m. So it's going to be interesting. I don't know the timings for the dunk contests and stuff right now. But yeah, new format this year. New format. They're not doing a Steph versus Sabrina shootout like they did last year because they don't want to take attention away from their exciting new format this year. BJ, are you excited for the new format in particular?
No, I don't. It's I don't I don't I don't get it. I don't get it. It's supposed to be a celebration. You have an opportunity to bring your very best players, your best shooters, your best dunkers, your best, the very best of the NBA, the production, so forth and so on. And now there are formats. As you know, Mo, real name, no gimmicks. I feel like there's some type of gimmick going on. But I'm going to watch just so I can be informed. And I'm going to be open to the fact that I could be wrong here. And there could be some new
Yeah.
format that I'm not aware of and say, you know what? That was great. Or it could also be why. So I'm gonna see. I'm not gonna ha I'm gonna reserve the right to not have an opinion right now until I see it. So I'm gonna watch it, but Monday morning I will give you my feedback of what
Well,
this is
I
or
will tell
what
you one
this.
thing. I will tell you one thing, BJ. The prophecy has been fulfilled. You know, we come on this show and we had a conversation with Scott about guys not wanting to compete in the All-Star game. But your favorite player, Mr. Wembanyama, said, "I hope I can bring the contrast of a single guy who goes crazy, dives on the ball, and hustles every play." So maybe he's going to go out there and set the tone and force everyone else to compete. I actually think it's going to be good this year. I'm trying to stay positive.
Well, I admire this. That's called leadership.
Yeah, he is the chosen one. He will bring balance to the force.
Oh,
You
wow.
like that? You like that, don't you? You explain that one today, huh?
I do like that. I do like that.
You got Wemby as Luke Skywalker and BJ Armstrong there as Yoda.
And if listen, I love that. I love the fact that he's taking this serious. And I love it. Now you got to do it.
Dive on
You
loose
have to,
balls, you will.
hey, yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah, man, I'm looking
Yeah.
forward to it. We'll see. We'll see. I think tonight they got their celebrity game. They've got the Rising Stars Challenge. Tomorrow, dunk contests, 3-point shootout, all that kind of stuff. And then Sunday, the new All-Star game format. So we'll see.
A lot of new. It's a lot of new. It's a lot of new things.
We'll see. We'll see. You
Okay.
guys got a game this weekend? Team you're coaching?
Yes, we do. We have a
What are
game
you now? 3-0?
tomorrow.
3-0?
4-0.
4-0. Hey, congratulations.
We are 4-0, and we have practice every Thursday night. So we had practice yesterday, and we play tomorrow morning.
Go
So
get it.
we're gonna show up. And let's see what's going on. Their coach is, a little, he's a little intense. His coach, their
What,
coach.
the opposition team?
No, the coach,
I thought you
me.
were the coach of your
I
team.
am. That's what I said. Their coach is a
Oh, you're
little,
talking in third person. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
yes. Their coach is a little, but no, the kids are having a great time. I'm having a great time. It's really fun.
That's what it's about,
I just
man.
look forward to the snacks. I just look forward to the snacks after the game. And that's what it's all about.
That's what
So,
it's about. That's what it's about. Yeah. Well, hope everyone listening to this has a great weekend. Enjoy that new Drake album that dropped.
oh, is
I
it
know BJ
that
ain't gonna be
something?
tuning
Yeah,
in.
I'll say it, and I'll say it again. Give me great music, and I don't care where it comes from. I don't care where it comes from. I'm too old for to be get into all of that. But what I am is I know lyrics, and we know bars.
Oh, you ain't gonna like
Okay?
this. This one's for the ladies. This one's for the ladies. This ain't
Okay.
the bars. This one's for the ladies.
I don't forget. I'm from Detroit, Motown. I'm from Detroit. So we know what Smokey Robinson sounds like. We know what Marvin Gaye sounds like. We know music. That's what we do. We know music and we know cars.
Do you ever think it was destiny for me to be adopted by the city of Detroit? Motown.
Mo, you know, hey, Mo, we don't forget, Detroit is, we Mo, we've given the world a few things. The world, music, we gave you Motown. The automobiles, that's why they call us Motown. Okay. And then Mo, we gave you what up though. And if you know, okay.
Hey.
All right. So Mo, we've done good. Food, Mo, you would love Detroit just for the food. But you fit right into Detroit. You fit right in. You would walk in. We put that Detroit cap on you, Mo. You'd fit right in. And
Hey man, I gotta pull up sometime.
you know what, Mo? We'll give you Detroit versus everybody shirt. And
Hey, well, let's put up next
then
season. Next season, we'll do a Lions game and a Pistons game. How about that? We'll take this show on the road. We'll take this show on the road.
oh man, you know what? We love Detroit. All right, speaking of our Pistons, where are they in the standings right now? They got to be like six or something, right? Where are they? Fifth or
Detroit
sixth?
Pistons are
So,
sixth, 29 and
yeah.
26, 3 games over 500. They've won their last 4 games. Although
Quietly, Mo.
I don't know if they count because
Quietly.
the last 2 wins were against the Bulls, and then the
Oh,
other 2 wins were the
they
Hornets and the
all.
Sixers.
You know the you know the rules, Mo. You win the games you're supposed to win.
Yeah.
Quietly, the Dennis Schroeder pickup was a. His, I kind of like Schroeder there. Now, I don't know how that's going to play out once Ivy comes back, but
Well, they've got a whole
I like
week off.
Schroeder.
They got a whole week off. Their next
Okay.
play on Saturday or on Friday next week against the Spurs. So that'll be a good
Okay.
test for them.
Yeah.
And they got a tough run: Hawks, Clippers, Celtics, Nuggets, and then things get easier with the Nets and the Jazz. But that's gonna be an
Okay.
interesting stretch. See if they can stay above 500.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's
Okay.
see. Meanwhile, my hot take of Denver winning it all is heating up. They've won 8 in a row now. They up to
Yeah,
third.
what's going on with Russell? He hasn't played, right?
Half a game back out of the second seed, Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
He's had a he's had a little injury. He's gonna be back after the All-Star break.
Okay.
But we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, that's another week of the Hoop Genius podcast. We'll be back.
We'll be back when? And we haven't. We know what we haven't done. We haven't answered any questions.
We need to
get back on that.
We will be back. We can do an All-Star recap on Monday, and then we'll take a couple of days off because there's no games happening until Wednesday night. So maybe Tuesday we just allow me to catch up on some sleep. But
if you would sleep, you won't sleep though. So you won't go to sleep.
BJ, how can I sleep when the world is still sleeping on me? Now that's a bar.
Is that what it is?
Now that's a bar. Anyway, okay. We can keep the show going. Subscribe to the show, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts from. And most importantly, enjoy All-Star Weekend. And until next time, get buckets.